From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Democrat Hillary Clinton conceded the U.S. presidential election Wednesday to Republican Donald Trump. Clinton acknowledged the depth of her disappointment and said the country is more deeply divided than she had thought. She said the losing Democrats owe Trump an open mind and a chance to lead. Clinton urged her supporters to never stop believing that fighting for what's right is worth it.
And I still believe, as deeply as I ever have, that if we stand together and work together with respect for our differences, strength in our convictions, and love for this nation, our best days are still ahead of us.
U.S. President Barack Obama invited Trump to the White House on Thursday to discuss the transition of power on January 20th. Hours after his triumph, Trump vowed to never forget the working-class Americans who launched him to one of the biggest upset wins in American political history. People across the globe woke up to the unexpected news that American voters had elected Donald Trump as their next U.S. president. Many world leaders had made no secret of their preference for Democrat Hillary Clinton. European Council President Donald Tusk says the election of Donald Trump has brought uncertainty and poses new challenges for transatlantic ties. European Union foreign ministers will hold a special meeting on Sunday to assess the election. British Prime Minister Theresa May, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President François Hollande were among those congratulating Trump on Wednesday. Ms. Merkel hopes to meet with Trump before the G7 meeting scheduled for May in Italy. This is VOA News. A few weeks ago, U.S. Democrats were confident that they would take control of the Senate. It even appeared there was an outside chance they could win the U.S. House of Representatives. But as election results came in late Tuesday, it became clear that Republicans would keep control of both houses of Congress. Up for election Tuesday were 34 of the 100 seats in the U.S. Senate and all 435 seats in the House of Representatives. With two races undecided, the Republicans will control 51 seats in the Senate, the Democrats 47. The Republican majority in the House is likely to decline slightly, but less than public opinion polls had predicted. U.S. stock indexes were narrowly mixed in early trading Wednesday as the initial shock faded from Donald Trump's victory in the country's presidential election. Stocks in Europe also were mixed after Asian markets fell sharply as the vote count in the United States became apparent. European stock indexes were down as much as 2.7% early Wednesday, but those losses moderated in later trading. Besides voting for president Tuesday, voters in 35 American states were deciding more than 150 policy issues or ballot initiatives. Voters in various states weighed in on such issues as the use of marijuana, gun control, and minimum wage. Voters in California rejected a measure to end the death penalty. The United Nations agency monitoring the nuclear pact between Iran and six world powers said Wednesday Iran has been storing heavier water than the agreement allows. The heavier water can be used in the process of making fissile material for warheads. The confidential International Atomic Energy Agency report was released by the press Wednesday. It was the second such breach since implementation of the agreement, limiting Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. The head of the UN judicial panel announced Wednesday that a Turkish judge for a UN war crimes panel was arrested in Turkey last September in connection with the failed July coup. More than 30,000 people have been arrested in connection with the coup. The arrest is believed to have violated Judge Aydin Sedef Ake's diplomatic immunity. The head of the UN court said Turkey has refused his request to visit Ake. About 100 Kenyan soldiers who were serving in South Sudan returned home Wednesday. They are the first of 1,000 Kenyan troops being withdrawn from South Sudan. The withdrawal comes in response to the UN firing of a Kenyan commander, Lieutenant General Johnson Mogoa Kimani Odaiki. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.